朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
主耶和华天地的主，我们尊崇你。
Lord Jehovah, a creator of universe, we exalt you.
我们在天的保惠师，亲爱的主耶稣。
Our counsel in heaven, our Lord Jesus.
我们在地上的保惠师，圣灵与我们同在。
Our helper on earth, Spirit, is with us.
当大水泛滥遍地瘟疫的时候，我们的主仍然坐着为王。
When the flood come to us, when the plague spread, Lord reign as our king.
当我们聚集在你的殿中来领受你话语的时候，主啊，你的灵要在我们里面做工。
When we gathered in your house, in your temple,We ask the Spirit to work in our heart.
虽然我们里面有惧怕有怀疑，但是主的你的同在就使我们有盼望。
Although there is doubt and fear in our hearts, but your presence comforts us.
求主开启我们的心，用你圣言的恩光照亮我们的里面。
The Lord opens our heartAnd may the light of the truth shine light into our heart.
我们愿意领受，也愿意听从。
We are willing to accept. We are willing to listen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In name of Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
我们都喜欢做老师。
We all are willing to be a teacher.
但做老师是需要付出代价的。
There's a cost of being a teacher.
要不然别人听了你的话去做不对的时候，那个责任就很大。
Because when people listen to your instruction, but make mistake, you have the responsibility.
所以第一个条件做老师就是要管理自己的舌头。
The first premise to be a good teacher is to be able to control your tongue.
上个礼拜我们讲到真假的信心。
Last week we talked about false and true faith.
时间的关系，我们不重复。最后的结论是，信心跟行为是一体之两面。
We're not going to repeat, but the conclusion was faith and works are the two sides of the same thing.
正如身体跟灵魂是不能分开的。
Just like our body and our spirit cannot be separated.
今天我们要看另外一个教训，就是我们对口舌的管制。
Another lesson we want to learn today is to tame our tongue.
雅各书第三章一到十二节可以分成四个段落。
Book of James chapter 3, 1 to 12 can be broken up into three sections.
第一个段落就是我们为师的要谨慎小心。
The first section is to teach us be careful being a teacher.
在第一节到第二节，如果可以，你跟我一起念，请。我的弟兄们，不要多人做师父，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。原来我们在许多事上都有过失。若有人在话语上没有过失，他就是完全人，也能勒住自己的全身。这里给我们看见做师父的要非常的谨慎。
Here we learn that we need to be cautious to be a teacher.
我们中国人是最讲究尊师重道。
To us Chinese, revere being teacher.
所谓一日为师，终身为父。
We talked about being a teacher is like being a father.
小的时候背过唐朝韩愈的一篇文章叫做诗说。
When we were in school, we read about the book of Han Yu from Tang Dynasty.
师者，传道授业，还有呢，解惑也。
The teacher passed the word, solve problems, and
it's my fault. 我没有给你 translation. OK. 孔子说，三人行必有什么？
Confucian also said, three people, there must be a teacher.
大家都喜欢做老师。
We all like to be a teacher.
但是做老师，圣经说，你会受到更重的审判。
But the Bible teaches us, the judgment can be strict, can be more strict on teacher.
因为别人会听老师的话，照着去做。
Because people are following what teacher teach.
我以前也是很爱指导别人。
Before, I always want to instruct others.
后来，师母指导我，我就不说了。
After Mrs. Wu told me, I stopped.
那我们做一个老师，一定要能够以身作则。
To be a teacher, we must set a good example.
就是能够证实自己所说的。
That we have to validate what we have said.
如果我们要求别人节俭，我们自己买新的豪华汽车。
We ask others to be thrift, but we bought luxurious cars.
我们要求别人认真的工作，自己却偷懒。
We ask people to work hard, but we took the shortcut.
那这样我们在神的面前是没有办法交账的。
We cannot give a good account in front of God.
最近伊朗的卫生部副部长Irad Harichi.
Lately, the health ministry of Iran.
他在电视的转播当中高声的呼吁说：“大家不要太紧张啊！这一个新冠病毒是可以控制的。”
He was telling people not to panic in front of this coronavirus.
他自己却在那里不停的擦冷汗。
But he was sweating profusely.
他也不戴口罩。
He did not wear a face mask.
结果他下来马上就确诊得了新冠肺炎。
After he's done, he was diagnosed with coronavirus himself.
伊朗政府至少有七个高官，包括副总统在内，也都得了肺炎。
Seven of the highly officials, including the vice president, also contracted the virus.
他的话误导国人，让他们松懈，整个疫情就大大的传播。
He has misguided people and caused the widespread of this virus.
所以你看，教导别人的如果不能以身作则，那是一个多么可怕的事情。
You see, if we cannot set a good example, we cannot. It's a horrible thing.
当然，管制我们的口是很难的事。
Obviously, it is a hard thing to control our tongue.
因为口跟头脑太接近了。
Because our mouth is so close to our brain.
而若有人在言语上没有过失，雅各说他就是完全人。
If a person that does not stumble in what he says, he's a perfect man.
我想，用口不犯罪的人少之又少。
I think it's very rare people don't commit sin via their mouth.
就是哑巴他也会用手势骂人啊。
Even a mute person will still can curse people through the gesture.
但是我们做人的导师，我们要特别注意自己的言行。
But being a teacher, we have to be actually cautious about our deeds.
今天在这个时代里，我们看到人随便的讲粗话。
In this world and times, we observe people are say different all kind of things.
如果你想看一部电影里面没有粗口的话，那是何等的少。
In any movies, you hear cuss.
整个社会人。言语充满了暴力。
In this world, words are full of violence.
再加上政治的人物呢，口不择言，随意的彼此攻坚。
Politicians have no filter themselves and attack each other.
所以年轻人学得很快，真是一代不如一代。
Young men, young generations are learning fast, are catching up.
我们只有在教会里面保持那个纯真。
It is only possible in our church we can keep the purity.
所以我们要操练管制我们的舌头。
That we need to practice taming our tongue.
那么第二个段落，如果能，你跟我一起念，请。我们若把脚环放在马嘴里，叫它顺服，就能调动它的全身。看哪，船只虽然甚大，又被大风吹逼，只用小小的舵，就随着掌舵的意思转动。这样，舌头在白体里也是最小的。却能说大话，看哪，最小的火能点着最大的树林，舌头就是火。在我们白体中，舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身，也把身轮子点起来，并且是从地狱里点着的。这里雅各讲到四个例子来说明怎么样管理自己的舌头。
Here James talked about using four examples to talk about how do we control our tongue.
第一个是脚环。
First is the bit.
第二个是船舵。
Second is rudder.
第三个是野火。
Third is the wildfire.
第四个是恶物或者是垃圾。
The last is defiler.
脚环放在马的嘴中。
They put a bit in the mouth of horses.
马的力气很大，你怎么控制它
？Horses are very strong. How can you control it?
所以训练马就先要把脚环放在它嘴里。
In training horses, people put bits in their mouth.
脚环两边两根带子，要它向左就扯左边，要它向右就扯右边，两个都扯怎么样？它就停下来。
So the bits has strips on them, so they can be controlled.By turning on left, right, or both.
那马戴这个脚环是很不舒服的。
The bits in the mouth make the horse uneasy.
可是训练就必须要这样子。
The training has to be so.
我们的口也应当受割礼。
Our tongues have to be
circumcised.
Circumcised.
那意思就是说不讲不该讲的话。
That means we should not speak.Things that are necessary.
尤其我们有的时候听到别人的闲话、新鲜的事情，就拼命想说出来。
Well, hear rumors or gossips, we want to speak it again.
好像你骑马的时候，那个马看到路旁的草，就想低头下来吃草。
Just like when you're riding a horse, the horse always want to eat grass on the side.
你们骑过马就知道，那必须就扯他的马缰，把他头扯起来。
You've been riding horse, you know, to pull the rein back.
因为这个脚环在他的口里面，他被一扯的时候离开了位置，他嚼着一个草就不好吃，就痛。
Because when you jerk the rein, the horse feel uneasy and listen and obey you.
那我们接受这个圣灵的管制，我们也是这样。
When we are being controlled by the Spirit, it's just like this.
你愿意，那个圣灵就会阻止你，让你在讲这些话的时候，你心中会受责备。
When you are willing, the Spirit would make you feel blamed or reproached when you say bad things.
最糟糕的辅导就是抢别人的话说。
The worst instruction is to control or grab the attention.
其实别人来找你辅导都是只想借你的耳朵，不想借你的口。
When people want to be counseled, they want to borrow your ears, not to borrow your mouth.
所以我经常跟人来辅导的时候。半个小时他讲了很多的话，我只是
When I was counseling people in about half hours, I also listened.
然后他就会说，牧师，谢谢你给我很多的劝导。
people would come at me for giving them instructions.
箴言第十八章十三节说，未曾听完就先回答的，便是他的愚昧跟羞辱。
In Proverbs, says, you reply without listen, it's a humiliation.
第二个来管制我们的，就是如船舵在风浪中。
The second way to control us is like the rudder control us in the wave.
一艘船最重要的东西不是桨，而是它的舵。
The most important thing in a ship is the rudder, not the row.
因为桨是管动力的，舵是管方向的。
The row has given it the strength and power, but the rudder controls the direction.
有方向而没动力，水流风流风吹也可以把你迟早带到该去的地方。
Even without the power, the rudder, the control can still send you where you want to go.
但是你有动力没有方向，那是一件多么危险的事。
But without direction, the power can send you randomly.
你们有没有开车子突然觉得好像失去控制的时候，那个是很可怕的。
When you're driving a car and you feel like you've lost control, it's a horrible feeling.
那问题就是谁在掌管我们人生的舵呢？
The main thing is who is in control of the rudder.
我有时候看到有些人他讲话啰啰嗦嗦不得重点。
Sometimes I have people who are talkative but without the point.
就是他不能掌握他说话的方向。
It is because people are without the direction of their point.
难怪他的配偶会抱怨说，哎呀，我跟我的老公或老婆说话的，这是要发疯了。
And their spouse complained about beingso confused with talking.
在风浪当中抓方向是非常重要的事情。
Inside the storm or wave, it's important to control the direction.
好像我们现在听到美国啊，这里有 case， 那里有 case， 我们就开始紧张，就拼命去买口罩，已经没得买了。你要买，我现在建议你，你买消毒水，一样会珍贵起来。
When we hear all kinds of rumors, the news of cases, we rush out to buy the face mask, but I advise you to buy the sanitation liquid.
你看着好了，你现在要去买，你还可以买到酒精，多买几罐酒精。
You can still buy bottles of alcohol.
如果你们到了时候要我说吧，就是抵抗 flu 这个感冒，酒精二比一二份的水，一份的酒精，加在一个瓶子里喷喷，到处喷喷，很有效的。
If you spray with alcohol to water to mixture, it makes a great effect.
为什么我们会紧张？因为这个环境使我们紧张。
Why are we panic? Because the environment can make us panic.
有个弟兄他讲说，我开车的时候，有时候我就会想。
A brother told me when he's driving, he thinks.
他说，如果发生车祸的时候，我要做什么事
？If there's an accident, what should I do?
第一，要检查双方有没有受伤。
First thing I want to check if is there any injury to both parties.
第二，赶紧打电话报警。
Secondly, I'll call emergency immediately.
第三，下来拉手机照相作证。
Thirdly, I would take pictures to have some red evidence.
第四，然后跟对方交换资料。
And lastly, I want to exchange contact with the other party.
第五才是打电话给亲人。
The final things I want to call my family.
我告诉你，这样的人呢，他大概不会出车祸。
I can tell you this person.Will not likely to be in an accident.
因为他是把握方向的人。
Because he's very in control of direction.
人生的路径最重要的就是方向。
Our life is very important about to have the course.
我们信主的人，你千万不要在这样气候当中慌乱，因为主耶稣是我们的方向。
We as believers should not panic because.Lord is in control of our direction.
你把舵不要握在自己手中，交给 圣灵。
Let's not control all the rudder, but put the rudder in the hand of Spirit.
你只要定睛在主耶稣的身上，你就不会在风浪中迷失。
You need only to focus on Lord. You will not be lost in the storm.
第三个比喻是野火烧在树林中。
The third metaphor is like the fire in the forest.
那么森林的火在开始时候都是非常小的一团火。
Usually forest fires start with a small spark.
所谓星星之火可以燎原。
It is said the spark can set the forest on fire.
通常都是因为不注意的时候，当然也有打雷。通常不注意的时候，好像把烟头丢在地上，这样就引起火灾。
Sometimes a careless drop of a cigarette can cause a big forest fire.
前几年我们看到那个Yosemite 的这个大火灾，就是人家说研究的结果，就是游客丢香烟头引起的。
A few years back in Yosemite, there was a fire caused by a cigarette.
那其实你不知道，美国山林很多山林里面都有防火观察站。
In U.S. there are observation points in the forests.
他们有24个小时的监控系统。
There are 24 hours monitor of this forest.
因为森林之火重于预防。
It's important to have a course precaution.
等到这个火已经烧起来，你再去救火是非常困难的。
After fire has started, it's hard to extinguish it.
同样的，我们的舌头就是烟头，就是点火器。
In the same way, our tongue is like a cigarette. It's a starter.
可以造成很严重的伤害。
It can cause damage.
就是我们中西部的教会有很多就是因为教会的领袖不注重人言的可怕。
Many churches in the Midwest did not have a good control of the.
所以因为人话不对，处理不当，就造成了两派的意见。
And the words can cause divisions.
那每一派的人都去找自己的支持者。
All sides want to have their supporting partner.
用 email, 用公开信、匿名信，就到处的这样子转发乱发。
They use emails and chats to spread the ideas.
真的假的都分不清楚，这样子就乱了，就野火就烧起来。
And the truths and false are all confused and mixed.
最后呢，传道人必须离开，教会分裂，弟兄姐妹受亏损，神的名受羞辱。
And the ministers, pastors left churches and caused the name of Lord to.
所以我们都当非常的谨慎，有小的破口的时候，马上我们就要沟通，要祷告。
We need to be extra cautious when there's a small wound. We need to start praying.
我们要彼此的认罪，我们互相的接纳，才能把这个野火给熄灭。
We need to confess. We need to accept each other to put out the fire at the beginning.
第四样东西就是恶物在旅途中。
The fourth thing is the defiler in our journey.
这里说舌头是个罪恶的世界，能污秽全身。
Here it says the tongue is a world of evil. It can stain our whole body.
那个污秽其实原文它是 spanosa， 这个字的意思是 defile of the whole body， 就是说是一个非常肮脏的东西。
The defiler of the whole body is evil and dirty and a contaminating thing.
它好像是说我们说一粒老鼠屎掉在一粥里，就坏掉一锅粥，对不对？
It's like a bad apple.
This is Chinese expression. I forgot. Okay. 那么雅各就用一个非常有趣的比喻。
James used a metaphor here.
他说舌头就像火一样，能够把生命的轮子给点起来，而且从地狱点的。
Said the tongue can set fire on the course of the life. It's like a set fire from evil, from hell.
你看他的翻译就比较清楚，那个英文哈，他说生命的轮子呢 ，the course of life or nature， 就是说自然的轨迹。
The course of life is our life experience, whole life experience.、
所以那个意思就是说我们一生走的路程。
It is our whole life path of our whole life.、
好比你开车去旅行，你出门不久，小 baby 就开始拉屎拉尿。
It's like when you were on a trip and the baby was having a dirty diaper.
你先生开车，所以你给小 baby 换了尿布。
And your husband was driving, and you changed for the baby.
那脏的东西没地方放了，就先装在一个袋子里。
And the dirty diaper were you put in a bag.
所以你们开车一路都在闻那个臭的味道。
And you smell the fall, smell all the journey.
不管外面的风景多么的美丽，你都不会注意欣赏的。
All the beautiful scenery, so you're not paying much attention.
你心里只是想，哎呀，到哪里能够看到一个垃圾桶，把这个东西丢掉。
You are thinking about finding a garbage can to throw it out.
有没有说，小 baby 的屎是香的？有没有这样啊？有没有这种讲法？那都是假的，对不对？越来越臭。
Not going to say anything good about the dirty diaper.
我们的人生。就是背着这些又臭又脏罪的包袱。
We in our whole life journey, we are carrying this dirty bag.
你不能够欣赏你的人生，是因为你的罪没有对付掉。
You can't enjoy your whole life because your sin has not been dealt with.
可能是你的坏脾气。
Maybe your bad temper.
可能是你对某人的怨恨。
Maybe your grudge against people.
可能是你不能够饶恕人。
Maybe unforgiveness of people.
你只有赶快清理掉。
You need to clean it out.
不然那个好像从地狱中点着的怒火会摧毁你美好的人生。
Otherwise, the fire like from the depth, from hell is going to destruct your life.
如果有的时候你还想发火的时候，那证明你那个垃圾、那个垃圾还在。
Sometimes you have a bad temper.Because the garbage is still with you.
以前有一位弟兄，因为我们讲话，我发了一句半开玩笑的话。
Once a long time ago, I had a joke or to a brother.
后来他就慢慢跟我疏远，也甚至不喜欢来聚会。
Gradually, the brother stay away from us.
我一直想跟他和好，但是他拒绝了。
I want to make good with the brother, but he rejected.
说实在话，我是自己没有把垃圾清理好。
Honestly, I did not clean out the baggage.
所以现在他已经不知道到哪里搬走了哈。所以我们要小心，勒住自己的舌头。
So we have to be careful to tame our tongue.
我们要把握方向。
We need to control the direction.
我们要赶紧的熄火。
We need to extinguish fire.
我们要清除垃圾垃圾。
We need to cleanse all dirty package.
不然就累积越来越多，越难去处理。
If not, they are accumulating and hard to deal with.
第三，我们需要用神的话来制服我们的口。
Thirdly, we need to use God's word to tame our tongue.
如果能，请念这两节经文。各类的走兽、飞禽、昆虫、水族，本来都可以制服，也已经被人制服了。唯独舌头，没有人能制服，是不止息的恶物，满了害死人的毒气。这话却离你甚近，就在你口中，在你心里，使你可以遵行。上帝给人管理万物的权柄。
God has given human beings the authority to control all natures.
但因为人不肯顺服神，所以万物也不顺服人。
Because human beings did not obey God, natures will not obey human beings.
所以才会有 coronavirus.
That's why we have this coronavirus.
为什么那小小的病毒就不顺服你？
This tiny virus will not obey you.
制服万物比制服口舌 还容易些。
It's easier to tame the nature than taming our tongue.
好比说这个新冠病毒，没有人知道它的来源从何而。
So far, nobody can tell the origin of this coronavirus.
所以各样子的谣言都起来了。
All kinds of rumors are spreading.
美国说中国武汉的 P4 实验室制造生化武器。
Americans are blaming China, Wuhan, the P4, laboratory are producing this, weapon.
中国说台湾民进党要害他们。
China is saying, the, Taiwan try to, defame them.
那台湾说俄罗斯在背后捣鬼。
I also can point out Russian is the, the actor behind it.
俄罗斯说我们有证据，美国在全世界设了25个实验室发展生化武器。
Russian affirm that the US has 25 laboratories around the world to develop this weapon.
你们有没有看到这些谣言呢？谁都搞不清楚，对不对？从哪里出来的？所以谣言就起来了。你看。谣言多可怕。
We all seen these rumors. You can see how dangerous these rumors are.
最难制服的还是人的舌头。
The hardest to tame is our tongues.
我可以告诉你，新冠病毒的防疫疫苗都制出来了，我们还找不到这个毒的来源。
Even I can tell you, even after the vaccine was developed for this virus,We may never know the origin of it.
所以我们要谨防言语的毒气。
So we have to be careful about this poisonous.
这种阴谋论一概不信。
We don't have to listen to any of this conspiracy theory.
你看现在还不能证实这个病毒会借着空气传播。
It has not been proven that.Virus spreading through air.
但是这个流言呢，已经在空气中电波里，就是飞快的传着，叫人中毒。
But the rumor can spread in air in waves, to everyone.
所以最好的办法就是不信，不信，不要去替他们传播。
The best way is to not believe such rumors and not spreading it.
啊，还要把神的话。正确的讯息带进我们的心里。
Instead, we should bring God's word into people's heart.
我们把那些去研究新冠病毒的时间拿来读神的话。
We put all the time into reading God's word instead of about the virus.
这样我们可以用神的话来抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
So that we can offend or can defend against the scheme of devil.
其实这一些的病毒都存在的，只不过是魔鬼让这些东西来叫我们恐惧。
Such virus already exists. It's the devil who wants us to be panic.
所以我们应当用神的话来抵挡。
We need to resist using God's word.
我们仍然坚持的相信神他会掌管一切，处理这一些的困难。
We need to firmly believe God is in reign of the world and it's all in his control.
最后这里告诉我们要识别虚假的根源。
Lastly, we need to examine the roots of evil.
啊，我们一起来念。我们用舌头颂赞那为主为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。颂赞和咒诅从一个口里出来，我的弟兄们，这是不应当的。泉源从一个眼里能发出甜谷两样的水吗？我的弟兄们，无花果树能生橄榄吗？葡萄树能结无花果吗？咸水里也不能发出甜水来。这里让我们看见神他要我们追查一些不好事物的讲的话的根源。
Here, God wants us to examine the root of all these evil things.
就是我们的信心要检查是真的还是假的。
Is to test our faith if it's true or false.
他说你不能够用你的口去颂赞神，回头又用你的口去骂人。
You cannot praise God in your mouth, but then use the same tongue to curse people.
好像你不能够在教堂里逐日崇拜，你唱诗很大，出来你的停车场里面跟人家碰了一下，你就破口大骂。
Like in church, you sing praise songs, but when you go to the parking lot, you curse people.
这里说人的里面有两个话语的泉源。
It tells us there are two springs in each one of us.
一个是我们本来的旧人个性，我们不肯改正的老我。
One is unchanging, unwilling to change self, old self.
一个是神的新生命，是主耶稣美好的生命。
One is the new reborn life, is from Jesus.
所以我们要分辨这些话是出于哪一个泉源。
We need to distinguish where this word is from.
我们要学会封掉那个苦毒的泉源。
We need to learn to seal off the salt water.
啊。方牧师他常常讲，他说他这多年来服侍主学了一个功课。
Pastor Fang has testified, he learned a lesson.
当某个人说某某人怎么样讲，他就会说你直接找那个人来说。
When somebody say somebody has some word against somebody, he said just to come and say to the.
要制止谣言最好的办法就是找出它的根源，找那个人去说清楚。
Is to speak directly to the person in the question.
我们不要在背后胡猜乱想。
We should not talk in the back of somebody.
所以学着去控制我们的口舌，我们要用神的话。
So we need to use God's word to control our words.
主耶稣在马太福音第十二章他这样的说，我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子必要句句供出来。
In the book of Matthew, Jesus said, I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for everything, every word they speak.
所以你看主耶稣是多么看重我们嘴所说的话。
Jesus is very
concerned
with what we speak.
Yeah, 所以我们不要轻易的做别人的导师，以免我们给别人错误的教导。
So we should not be becoming teachers so casually.
我不是 discourage 你们。带查经或者是做主日学老师的哈，我只是提醒你们要小心，当你教导别人的时候。
I'm not to discourage the teachers among us, Bible teachers, just to be very careful.
那怎么样子来约束我们的口呢
？How do we control our words?
首先，我们要谨慎小心，谦卑的学习。
We need to be cautious and humble and be open.
第二，我们常常提醒自己要少说一点，多听一点。
And remind oneself to listen instead of talking.
当我们讲的时候，我们要掌握一个方向。
We're talking, we need to control our direction.
然后我们要学着清除自己心里的垃圾。
We need to clean out.The garbage in our heart.
第三，用神的话来制服我们的口。
The third is to tame our tongue, use God's word.
只有我们多读神的话，常常思考，我们才能够免除用恶言相待。
The more we learn God's word, the more we avoid it to treat each other unfairly.
最后，我们要辨别话语的根源。
Next is to examine the source of the
封住我们里面那个苦毒的泉源
to seal off the source, the spring of the evil
让主耶稣的生命可以真实的流露出来
to allow the life of Jesus flow freely
要好好的管理你我的口舌才能做一个好老师
We need to tame our tongue to become a good teacher
如果你愿意的话容我向你发出一个挑战。
If you are willing, I want to challenge you.
再来的这一周里面，好不好？请你来做一个记录。
In the coming week, please keep a record.
就是你每一次跟某人对话的时候，你记录一下我跟别人讲的多，还是我听的多，做个比例。
For each conversation, how long have you been talking, or how long have you been listening? Keep record of your.
夫妻要不要？夫妻也应当要哈。
Between a spouse.
看我们自己做个比例，到讲多少，还有听多少。
We need to record, realize how long we teach, how long we listen.
然后下个礼拜在你的小组聚会或分享聚会中，你讲出来这个比例是多少。
And speak out the finding in your next gathering.
你可能会非常惊奇，哦，我说了这么多啊。
You'll be amazed how much you have been talking.
当然我不希望你们回家两个人夫妻都不讲话，你看我看你。
I don't want you to be quiet among yourselves.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父啊，帮助我们在这一个疫情泛滥的日子中，我们坚定的信靠你。
Father, please keep us faithful among the various plague and the difficult times around the world.
我们不听从谣言，我们坚定把你的话藏在心里。
That we are not listening or spreading rumors, but keep your word in our hearts.
也帮助我们做好自己清洁的工作。
Keep us do our cleaning, do a good job clean. Keep us clean.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Listen to our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。